joining us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer at cleveland.com, Zach Meisel, to discuss this. Hey, Zach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're good. Listen, do you know Mark Shapiro at all?
Yeah, I know him pretty well. I worked with him for about 5 years, and, you know, he's everything you're going to ask me, there's an answer that I think you know what's coming. Because Cleveland fans can relate to exactly what Toronto fans are going through over the last 24 hours. And there are some questions that you guys probably have that people in Cleveland were asking the same thing a few years ago when he was promoted to president here. So he's got a reputation in certain places, but somehow, some way, he's very well respected around the league.
Does he have a good reputation among the fans in Cleveland?
No, he doesn't. And the bottom line there is wins and losses. And, you know, he became the general manager in 2001. And really his first move was trading away Roberto Alomar. And that pretty much signaled the end to the Indians' great era from the mid-90s on. And they won 6 division titles in 7 years. They made the World Series twice. And then he took over and he said, hey, we have new ownership. We have new restrictions of payroll. We're going to have to rebuild. We have no farm system. And it wasn't like this transition that was smooth and the Indians still competed for a while. It was immediate. And the Indians, they went south pretty quickly. He ended up trading Bartolo Colon, which was a great deal, in getting Grady Sizemore and Brandon Phillips and Cliff Lee. But since then, the Indians won the division once, and they made the wild card game once, and I think fans really, they kind of rope Shapiro in with the downfall of that great era and a long period where the Indians were really mediocre for about 15 years now.
Yeah, that's a long time. Zach Meisel, Cleveland Plain Dealer, joins us with some not encouraging news, but nonetheless, it is done. And Mark Shapiro is the now president of the Toronto Blue Jays, and you've had a long history with Mr. Shapiro. Were fans sad to see him leave, or was this kind of heralded as okay, thank God, let's try and start again? And is there more hope there now that he's gone?
There isn't more hope in Cleveland because he's gone, because his underlings in Chris Antonetti, Mike Chernoff, guys who have since been promoted, and Antonetti's now the president and Chernoff's now the general manager, they all fall, they're all under the same tree. I mean, it's the same line of thinking. These are guys with Ivy League track records who have a lot of knowledge and have been around the game a long time, but it's the same thing. And with Cleveland, you're dealing with one of the smallest payrolls in baseball. You're dealing with you're not dealing with free agency, and you're trying to make trades and draft well and build a team that can compete for as long as possible without, you know when certain guys reach free agency, they're going to be gone. So I think there are some people in Cleveland that recognized that given the circumstances, Shapiro did pretty well. The Indians never hit rock bottom like the Houston Astros did. They never lost 100 games under his tenure. And so, you know, they were still average or better every couple of years. And in the last 3 years since Terry Francona returned, they've had a winning record each year. So there are certain things I think some people recognized. You know, Shapiro didn't do that poorly given what he had to work with. Certainly if the Indians' drafting had been better, I think you'd be comparing the Indians to kind of what the Rays and the Athletics have done over the last, I don't know, decade or so. It's tough because there's such a vocal minority in Cleveland that, and maybe it's not even a minority, but I mean, the front office of the Indians are some of the most hated people in the city, and it starts with ownership because they look at Dan Gilbert of the Cavs and they say, why can't you spend all this money? The Cavs have the highest payroll in the NBA. They look at the Browns, who draw so well every single week, even though they've been terrible for 17 years. And then the Indians are kind of the ugly child, and the Dolans don't spend money, and the front office has had trouble with free agent signings and whatnot. And Shapiro's kind of been the face of that for 15 years now. So I think a lot of fans were happy to see him leave, and basically were saying he's Toronto's problem now. Whether that's fair or not is up to the eye of the beholder.
You know what's really great about this news, Zach? Zach Meisel from the Cleveland Plain Dealer joins us, who's had plenty of experience with incoming president of the Blue Jays, Mark Shapiro. What's really great to hear is when you put it like that, after coming out of a 22-year coma, when you put a number on it, like 15 years, in the face of that 15-year debacle, we're really excited for the next few years.
And the thing that gets me is, right, 22 years without this, and look what it took to end that. I mean, you had to go out, and you had to make some sacrifices, and you had to bring in some talent that you knew was going to give you a better chance to get where you got. And I just think it's so similar to when Shapiro took over in Cleveland, because
oh no,
a little different in that.
Zach, don't say that. That he's coming here to tear things down, Zach.
Sorry,
is that you're alluding to, Zach?
Is a little different.
Not,
what?
It's not necessarily, but it's just he knows that's it's not going to work long term. And so my question that I have, and I think this remains to be seen, certainly, is this going to be the type of thing where you curb that spending now, you say goodbye to David Price, you make some trades, you start looking for prospects now, or do you let this thing run its course for a couple of years and then try to transition? The problem with the Indians is that in the 90s, they were so good every year that they were drafting at the bottom, and they weren't hitting on those picks. They're drafting 26th, 28th, and they were completely swinging and missing. So by the time Shapiro took over, the farm system was completely barren, and he basically said, you know, we have to restock here. And they were bad for a little while, so they had higher draft picks. They still missed with those, so that was a problem. They really did not start drafting well until about 2007, 2008. So it's going to be interesting to see how he, you know, how soon he wants to start that kind of thing, or if he wants to make drastic changes. And you know, we asked him that when he announced he was going to Toronto. He said he'd wait till he got there, met with Toronto media, met with the front office that was already in place, and now it's not, before he...
Did you see that coming?
No. I mean, especially because, I mean, the guy won Executive of the Year, voted on by his peers, which... Yeah. And, you know, I don't know that we know yet exactly how it all went down, what Anthopoulos' reasons were for rejecting the offer, but clearly there's some kind of rift there, and there's some kind of uneasiness with how things were going to go and how this was going to play out. I think that's the most concerning thing if you're a Blue Jays fan. It's just there's no telling what the plan is here, and it's if Anthopoulos is bailing, then that's kind of discomforting.
Yeah. Hey, Zach, I wonder if we can get you back next week to talk a little bit more about Mark Shapiro, the person, if you wouldn't mind joining us. Really appreciate you doing this, though.
By the way, the corner bar that he did create was packed every night. It was the rest of the ballpark that was pretty much empty.
Oh, and your face, Fat.
You know why? Because you got to be wasted to watch that crap. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.